Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So, whenever dealing with an atheist, you're going to hear a lot of regurgitated arguments that they've heard from television stars or people on the internet or their favorite atheist YouTuber that they like. And a lot of times they just can't seem to really think on their own two feet. And that is demonstrated when they make blanket statements that all of the other big name atheists like to use. And recently I was speaking with an atheist and he said, you know, the reason that I can't believe your Bible is because your God made an animal talk. Well, what I think is so stupid about that statement is they actually believe that we are all talking animals. We're all animals according to evolution, and yet we all speak. And so there are 7.8 billion people on our planet right now. And so that means that they believe in 7.8 billion talking animals. So when they say, oh, I can't believe the Bible because your God made an animal talk, that's such a hypocritical statement when they themselves believe that we're all talking animals. So you're a talking animal that's telling me that not to believe that God could make an animal talk when you yourself are a talking animal. It doesn't make any sense because there's no sense to it. And anybody that believes these theories or these wild abiogenesis type of things that aren't based in reality but in fiction need to re-examine their position. And they need to stop going out on the street and holding up their free thinker sign for everybody to see how logical and smart they are.
So why are you out here today? Can you tell me about that?
To let the religious right know that they got to know where they end and we begin.
Because I'm a free thinker, I'm a humanist, I'm actually a leader in the humanist movement.
Why did you come out today?
I came out today for a reason and for free thought, and because it's... We don't see a lot of that in our town.
It's not going to make any kind of legislation or any push to teach our kids in early earth or young earth creationism. Or
is it meaningless? No, it's the one life we have. You have to give it all the meaning you can.
It would look so stupid if I myself got up on the street, got onto a podium and said, I believe in science. And I hold up a sign that says science and reason. And I try to tell the world that I believe in science. If I was to do that, that would just go to show that I'm not sure of myself and I need confirmation from other people to confirm that I believe in science. I don't have to do that. I can simply speak the truth, and the truth is more powerful than the lies that they peddle.